Well, just as there are blanks in the Nosaviwe Mapisa and Ngakula saga today, there are also, it seems to me at least, some gaps in what happened to the late Marcus Huster in the last hours of his life out in Hermanus yesterday. We're joined now by Velani Ludidi, who is a journalist with Daily Maverick, and he's been in the Western Cape town trying to find out as much as he possibly can. Velani, welcome, and thanks so much for giving us your time. It appears to me from a distance that there are still some gaps that I don't fully understand, but maybe on the ground in Hermanus, everything seems clear. Is it clear to you and everybody else who's been trying to find out what happened, exactly what did happen? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon and good afternoon to your listeners. I think I would say breaking news is one of the challenging things to ever happen for the media.
Yes.
Because I know people got different stories when the news broke that the incident happened in his home or close to his home. But when we got here, we were shown a scene, which is a 30-minute walk from his home at this beach. It's a spot where there are rocks, where we've seen spots of blood, where he allegedly took his own life, where he shot himself there. And authorities were alerted of the shooting, and yeah, he passed away on the way to in the hospital.
So Velani, when you say you were taken there, was that by the police? And secondly, have police confirmed that the spot you saw with blood on the rocks was indeed the spot where they found Marcus Huster's body? Have those pieces being put together in the way that I'm describing?
Police comment on the matter is vague. It doesn't, because we also have questions where, who did this gun belong to? Because
right.
Remember, he couldn't have a gun because of the case that was ongoing. So the police just confirm a shoot, an incident where they describe him as a 63-year-old and that he died in the hospital. So the police do confirm an incident like this, but they did not say where it happened and how it happened, just that the person shot themselves and had a gun wound on the head.
Yes.
So I can't say that the police confirmed that this is the spot, but the locals there did say this is where it happened.
So you've had a chance to speak to people either who were neighbors of him at his house or people who live close to the spot, and are they clear that this is what happened and this is where it happened?
Yes, they are not disputing it, but they do say that the people, the neighbors at the compound, they say they did not hear a shot or a gun going off. That could explain why they didn't hear it, because it's a bit far from the home. So that's why I'm saying that breaking news is one of the challenges, because when the story broke, it was reported as if it happened at his house.
Yeah.
And then when you got there, so that's and also now with people questioning if did really this incident happen because of these changing stories. But yeah, we couldn't get any family member to speak to, but there was only one person in the house who was on a call most of the time and was facing up and down. But they did not respond to us when we trying to get his attention. So the family has not issued any statement or made any public comments yet. So it's all, we only have confirmation from the police that this happened.
Velani, just a final question. I mean, you've been in the business as a journalist for a while. I mean, I'm finding what the police are saying somewhat strange, all the gaps they're leaving. What do you make of it? Because you speaking to people face to face, and you can maybe judge something from body language or their expression. I mean, what do you make of this? It seems odd to me, but I'm in Joburg, you're in Hermanus.
Look, I understand where the police are coming from and right. why the statement is like that. So because you do not want to put out information that would either jeopardize whatever investigations that you have, because also the police have a lot of questions, but because there are media queries which needed to be answered, they had to put a whole statement and say this is what happened.
Right.
So I do believe that the incident did happen. I've also heard some information from people which I certainly trust.
Right.
So, yeah, I would say let's give it
a few more days, hey?
Yes, and hopefully we'll get invited to the funeral, and also because people there are asking that there should be a public funeral where the public is allowed to come,
yes.
And maybe get a chance. But, you know, if a person shot themselves in the head, you can't make that body, place it in public for everyone to view because of the condition it may be in. So,
yeah, thank you. Vilani Ludidi joining us, Daily Maverick journalist, trying to get a much clearer picture and gathering some really useful information in the process out in Hermanus in regard to the death of Marcus Huister. 24 minutes past 5.